I am at 261 Major Street.
Yes.
With Mercedes DeMello, and her husband Bill will probably join us in a few minutes. And I want to thank you on behalf of the History Committee, which is part of Harvard Village Residents Association.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Will you join us?
Okay.
Talk to us, too?
Sure.
Okay.
Sit at the other side.
Why don't you sit here, because you'll be closer to my tape machine. Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'd like to start, just tell me when you moved into this house and how old you were, because then we'll know about your family. So what year did you move in?
Well, when we moved here on the July the 20th, 1960.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's going to be, as a matter of fact, my daughter Lucy was 6 months old when we moved in. And she was, so tomorrow, as a matter of fact, it's her birthday.
Oh my God, you've been here a long time.
Yeah, she's going to be 52. So in July, we're going to be 52 years in this area.
So that daughter, is she your first child?
No, my first child is John.
So how old were your, how many children did you have at that time and how old were they?
Oh my God, three. We have three. We have John, Anna. Uh-huh. She was born premature baby, and Lucy.
Okay.
And then was after Lucy, 3 years apart from Rita.
Uh-huh.
And then was 3 years after Rita was Anthony. And I was, when I passed, I have my firstborn was, I was 20. Okay. I was a child.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Because I came to this country when I was 19 years old.
So you came to this country and you had a child shortly after that?
Yes. When I came, my husband was already here.
Uh-huh.
He lives in Leamington.
Uh-huh.
So I took, oh my God, I was 19. From San Miguel, because I'm from San Miguel.
We're from the islands. Okay. Not from Portugal, from the islands.
From the islands.
Yeah, it belongs to the Portugal,
right,
maybe, but
right.
from the islands. And
I think a lot of the Portuguese people in Toronto are from the islands.
Yes,
yes.
So we were married by a proxy because we are cousins.
Oh.
And my mom and his mom was first cousins.
Oh, okay.
And then after years, we grew up together, but then we moved to another part of the.
Yeah,
it's close.
Town.
It's close to
right
the
beside anyway.
To the where we used to live, and then I was 16 years old when he started to come, because not now, years ago. We're not allowed to our boyfriends to come to the door.
Yeah.
And let's go for a coffee or tea, whatever. No.
Not allowed, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was 16, and it was in October on a festival, and he started to look at me. And my cousin, his cousin too, my first cousin says, you know what, I think Bill is looking at you. I said, are you crazy? There's lots of people behind us on the festival, on the church. Probably he has a girlfriend behind us. And she says, no, he's looking at you. I said, please, quiet, it's not.
Was she right? Were you looking at her?
Yeah, no, she was right. And then for a while, I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I look, because I was in the stairs of the church, and it was across from the church, and I look, and he look at me, and I look to my cousin, I said, you know, young lady, you're right. But I didn't say anything. And the Sunday, this was on Tuesday, and the Sunday, mm-hmm. he went to the street. He came to my street. And I said, oh no. And that day, I went to the church and I leave him at the corner of the street. So my mom don't expect anything, because I'm so afraid of my mother. And then when my mother find out, he comes up, and down we were on the window. I was in the the veranda. We live at my grandparents' house, my father's side. And I went to church. And then my cousin, because my mom says, oh, I'm surprised Bill was coming to this street. I said, well, probably he's looking, he has a girlfriend somewhere. I never told my mom the truth. Then when she finds out, she asked my cousin. And she says, Tina, Bill is there in the street every week. What's going on? And she says, I'm sorry, and he's going, he wants Mercedes. Oh, but my mom never told me anything. And then...
So she didn't interfere?
No. And then one day, she was, this was in October, in November, the same thing. I never went to the window to spoke with him because I'm inside of the house, but he was outside on the street for us to talk. And... my
strange,
mom says,
very strange.
My mom says,
romantic.
My mom says, when you're going to the window and speak with Bill, I said, are you going to let him rot in that shoes? I said, I don't care. I'm not telling him anything to go up and down. It's not my problem. But on the Saturday, it was my 17th birthday. Then I went to the window. But you can imagine how nervous I was. Not because he was my boyfriend or anything, but because we knew each other.
Yeah.
And to be a boyfriend and girlfriend, it's a different matter.
You're serious, eh?
Yes, I was. And we spoke for 4 months, and then he came to Canada.
Uh-huh.
And then we write each other for 2 years. Then we married by a proxy. A stupid marriage, believe me, because I went to church with my father.
Oh my goodness! No. So you were an ocean apart when you
yes,
got married,
yeah. Because he was here and I'm back
yeah,
home.
Yeah.
No, I don't want it to go there for to stay there for a couple of months to get married because I don't like my family, to tell you the truth.
Half brothers and sisters.
I have a half brothers and sisters and.
Problems.
It.
Oh, yeah, they were because, nice to you.
Yeah.
Since my father died, especially because my father passed away, I was 9 and a half years. I was a small kid. And.
Let me just interrupt for 1 minute.
Yeah.
I think I forgot to say that I'm speaking to Mercedes and Bill DeMello. Okay, Mercedes and Bill DeMello.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So your father died, you were
yeah.
9 and a half.
Then, of course, Ron, he dies on May. And I think it was almost the end of the year. They take, like the government, take to the court. Because my father has quite a bit
of
property.
You have lots of assets. You have lots of assets.
And they have to divide it.
Mm-hmm.
Between
13 kids.
13 children.
Isn't it? 13?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 His first marriage, 10. 7 boys, 3 girls.
Uh-huh.
It was not a tall guy. He was very short.
Yeah.
But he's
very busy.
And from my mother,
yeah.
we were 3 boys. 30. Anyway. But, the older brothers, you know, they want to divide it, and the government said, oh, no. They're
Young kids.
They're only young kids, eh? The others was all married, all of them, except one, he don't want to get married. He stayed with my mother, with us. And anyway, so there was some problems because... the land we had, me and the other two brothers, you know, was together in it. And they wanted us to get a land which was just beside from us, to get their one, and ours go to my sister, was my sister. And the brother stays with us, you know, the guy was single. He was so mad because... our part was barren land, was all flat mm-hmm. and good. and my seat was just uphill.
Hilly,
over there.
Yeah.
So he probably, we never find out, but he probably went to the court and tell him what's happening. So he went there one time, and we had to go with my mother. Well, we sat there, she's...
I'm just going to turn this off for a minute because we'll talk about this and I'll come back to the interview.
Yeah.
When you chose to live here on Major Street, do you remember what made you choose this neighborhood, this location?
No. Matter of fact, we lived there. We had to move. Then I'm down there somewhere in down there in Asington, around that area.
We live on Dovercourt.
But do you know why you came right here? What made you choose this neighborhood?
I was looking for a house to rent.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my parents were living with us.
Okay.
And my sister.
Okay.
And after 2 years.
So,
okay.
I went to that office there, you know, the...
The agency.
Agency, you know, retail. And he says, okay, come with me. I got something for you. Huh? We start to draw. Then he come to this place. He said, huh? What do you think? Want to move here? Because here was a streetcar at that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Convenient. Yeah.
Streetcar.
And
the dentist, the pharmacy right on the corner.
Okay.
And
then,
the store. The small store on the corner on Sussex and Mitchell.
Okay, so you're saying that you saw the location and you saw the transportation and the stores.
Not because of that, Leonor. Because when we move,
yeah,
because we live with friends on Dovercourt, and they were acting after they were acting so stupidly.
Uh-huh.
Because the owner of the house on Dovercourt, they want Baird to buy the house.
Uh-huh.
And with the problems we have with Anna, because the olden days, we don't have insurance. When my oldest daughter was born, she was premature, and I have John. And it was lots of money. The 2 months she's in the incubator,
right,
we have to pay $20 a day.
Expensive, yeah.
And we have to pay for the specialist,
right,
to take care of her.
Right.
So that moment was impossible for us to buy that house. It was a bigger house, 3 storage. It's a bigger house. So that's why Belle and my mom came to see the houses, because I was with the children.
So, and was this less expensive than the other house?
It was.
No. Yeah.
Because
yes,
the other one was asking for
besides,
16.
If I had to buy the other one,
it was too big.
I have to rent it.
Yeah, you have to rent it.
The house was too big, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like it too much anyway, and especially the area. I don't like it.
So you like this area better.
When
the house was the right size.
Yeah.
The price was a better price.
Yeah, $12.5.
Yeah, oh my God.
That time, 12.
Amazing. So when you moved in here, how many of you were living here? Who was living here?
Two brothers.
Six people.
Two brothers.
No.
One was moved already.
No.
Okay.
Before we bought the house.
Yeah.
It was 2 brothers, I think was Italian, but they didn't get along very well. They started fighting and just punching everyone, so they sold the house.
Okay.
So the agent guy said, this is a nice house for you guys. It was old, my God, it's so dirty, it takes me 2 weeks to clean. And then I said, that's a good area, because the neighborhood, it was so nice. It was so many Jews. So many Italians. I was the first Portuguese to come here to this street.
So when you first came, there were Jewish people?
Jewish people next door,
yeah,
Hungarian
next door.
Jewish, Hungarian
Polish,
yeah.
Italian, and what else? It was another, because the most of the streets on top of the street,
yeah,
both sides, it was Italian and Jews.
Uh-huh.
And Hungarians and Polish, and then after... next door to Ellen, It was a Jewish people. Uh-huh. And then they sold to a Greek people,
oh,
to a family.
Goodness. Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
So there was, afterwards, they were so, because the olden days, they rented and to families and the couples. But now it's more young generations, the kids, students from university, they rent the houses. One lady, especially one lady, it's Santini. She lives across the street from Anna Barnett.
Okay, I know Anna.
Yeah, that's one. She was already live here when we moved. But we start to look the area, and the neighborhood was so friendly. And everyone at night, especially in summer, they sing on the verandas, all the neighborhood. And the children, there were so many children, they playing hockey, they playing soccer ball, they go to one veranda to the other. It was so like a community.
Yeah, yeah.
They were so, we're so happy. Hi, how are you? What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Today, it's a little bit different.
In what way?
The young generations, they're not polite anymore like they used to. Because the generation with my children, hi, how are you? Good morning, Mr. This, Mr. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Today, no, everything is different. The cultures is different.
So you find it less friendly?
Yeah.
So you don't, people aren't on the verandas as much.
No,
the kids aren't playing on the
street. Only people who go to the veranda, it was us and Jean. That's the only one too.
So that's big change in the neighborhood.
The other ones, everybody goes to the backyards. I said, what did they see in the backyards?
Yeah.
I like to come to the veranda and see the people. My neighbors go by, and if I see something like Esme, no, Ellen, hi.
I feel the same way as you do.
Yes.
I like the street.
Yes,
and
yes.
The people on the street.
Yeah. And before it was the pharmacy on corner of Kiko's. Oh, it was a pharmacy there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
On top it was office, eye doctor, dentist, family doctors, especially there on Bloor, there were so many doctors and dentists.
You know, we're talking about so much. Okay, since you're talking a lot about Bloor right now, talk to me. So you're saying on the corner of your street there was a pharmacy where Kinko's is?
Yes.
And there was family doctor.
Family
doctor. Okay, so talk to me about Bloor Street. What kinds of...
Oh, my God.
Tell me.
Shoe stores.
What it was then and how it is
now. Yeah, shoe stores, clothing stores, Jewish people living there. As a matter of fact, it was on Robert Street. No, Borden. There was a store on Bloor. It was Jewish, a couple, Jewish couple. They have two daughters. As a matter of fact, one of the daughters she's a doctor. It was years ago, as soon as we moved in. It was a seamstress making clothes right there on the store. They have a beautiful store. And
the store was on Bloor?
It was on Bloor.
Okay.
It was shoe store.
Oh, my God.
And there was Woolworths. There was close to the ferry. Now it's demolished. They're doing something. Probably it's a restaurant for sure. And it was Woolworths. And on the corner of the Lippincott and Bloor, it was the bank, CIBC. Mm-hmm. Then they moved to Batters and Bloor.
Right.
The bank.
Yeah.
And then it was a store. Another store was Italian. Sylvania store.
And what was that?
Borden and Bloor.
But what was Sylvania's store?
It's clothing.
Oh, clothes.
Ladies' clothes, beautiful clothes. Oh. And books and the other stores, books and things like that. Not everything, it's restaurants. When I, at night, if I go, I say, my goodness, looks like I'm in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So
it's changed so much.
Yeah.
The metro, it was Dominion. And there was buildings on the other side, renting. It was so different from now. And the streetcar passed by every time. When I went to work, I go to Bloor, close to Spadina.
Mm-hmm.
I take the streetcar to go to Avenue Road because I work at night
What kind of work clean, were you
cleaning
doing?
Cleaning lady.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the best job I have. Because I love to clean. Oh. Every day it's the same thing. So it was different. And now the it was Jewish that YMCA, Spadina and Bloor.
Yeah. Oh, that now was the YMHA.
Now everything it's different.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's the same building.
Yeah, but they renovated. They're a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the corner of the Spadina was the bank. My father used to go there.
Still there. Nova
Scotia. Still there, yes.
But you're saying now where we have lots and lots of restaurants, there was a large variety of, stores before.
Yes.
And
lots of hairdressers, Greeks and Polish and Italians, barbers, everything was here on this area.
So you're saying there was a big ethnic mix of people living here and the stores?
The stores and everything.
Reflected that.
Yes, it was beautiful. And so many people, they lived to be close. Sometimes I take care of the children, the Italians, then the Italians starting to move out. And the other generations, then it was so many Portuguese here in this piece of the street.
So so you moved here in 1960.
60, yes.
And you were the first Portuguese.
Yes, I was the first Portuguese. Yes,
and then the
Portuguese starting, the Italians starting to move to suburbs, to Scarborough, Mississauga, and Vaughan.
North and far.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so beautiful. The Jewish lives next, they live next door. It was an old couple. They have breakfast and bed for the old people. And they used to go to synagogue on Brunswick and Sussex. There was the corner on Brunswick.
Right there. Now there is a synagogue on Brunswick near Harvard, but I know there was another one also.
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah, that was the other one, right?
On the end of Sussex.
And they
Before you go to Central Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a synagogue there. And sometimes the old man, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
His wife was Anna. And they have a daughter with two grandchildren. Every Friday they come to have dinner and everything.
Oh, Shabbat dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So they come here, we see each other.
Yeah.
And then they sold the house, they go to a
retirement home.
And it was so sad because they were so beautiful people. Because when I started, came here, I sing a lot. And sometimes he said, Mercedes, I was in my backyard, he was in his backyard, and he said, and he said, Mercedes, you have to come.
He likes to sing.
You have to come to
so
synagogue.
So you would sing, and he wanted you to come to his synagogue.
Yeah, but he started to sing there too. So he says, Mercedes, you have to come with me to synagogue. I said, but I'm not sure. And he said, doesn't make any difference. You sing your songs, you have a beautiful voice, and you sing. As a matter of fact, I have so many requests to go to do CDs. And those days it was not CDs, it was records.
Records, yes.
And I said, I'm sorry. I was married. And they said, oh, Mercedes, I understand you have a beautiful voice. And I said, thank you. But how do you know? Because I hear you sing in the backyard. And I said, yeah. And then I said, well, I thank you. It was my idol to be a singer, but I started to sing when I was 5 years old, but my mom never let me do it back home.
Yeah.
Because my father and my uncles, they were theater.
They
work on a theater.
Uh-huh.
And soaps and things like that. And the people, when I have requests to go places, my mom says, no. Your father was this and that, and now you're going to be. No, you're not going to be. And my father, God bless his soul, he said, I'm going to be there. I don't care. I sing in church.
Yeah.
I was 6 years old when on Easter, Good Friday, we did the procession of the dying Jesus and did go to the streets. And I sing in verandas and but my mom never let me go anywhere. But I have this request here. And I said, well, I love to do it, but you know, I'm a mother and a wife. I have three children. And if I tell my husband that I'm going to do that, and probably, you know what he's going to say? And he says, what? I said, probably my husband is going to say, you can go, but don't come back. No, he said, you can go. No, you want me to go because I'm old. What's the matter with you?
So did you sing for other people?
Yes, I used to sing for other people, yes.
In your church or other places?
In the church and my aunt's houses and other families and friends.
Oh, so people and really love yes, your beautiful voice.
And everybody thought the olden days that I sang, there was the radio. Mm-hmm. When I moved to Toronto, because I went to Limington. Mm-hmm. And one day we lived together with another friend, our friend. Mm-hmm. And he was in his room and I was expecting his wife. So she was from Sunnyvale also. And then I went to the kitchen to have a drink of water. Mm-hmm. And I started to sing Amalia Rodriguez songs because she was my idol. Portuguese singer from continent. She have a beautiful voice. She have beautiful songs. She sings beautifully. And I start to sing. Then I was so thirsty, I went to the kitchen. And Carlos opened the door. He was, as a matter of fact, he was with my husband's niece, my husband's niece's husband in a room. And when I passed the door and he said, why did you turn her off the radio? I said, which radio?
That was you.
And he said, because Amalia Rodriguez is singing. I said, no, the radio was not on. And he said, yes, because I heard her sing. I said, Carlos, you're looking at her. And he said, what? Are you crazy? I said, no, I'm not. So, oh my God, you sound like Amalia Rodriguez. Even my neighbors.
Yeah. So everybody's enjoyed your music.
Everybody, yeah. When they come here, they was in backyard and sings. And they say, Robert, Glenn, what a beautiful music. It's so many different music. The radio? Then he said, no, that's not the radio. That's Mercedes.
So what? So you've given a lot of people pleasure with your beautiful voice.
Helen didn't tell you?
Harriet?
Ellen.
Helen, no.
And we do every year a party for the neighborhood on Christmas, before Christmas.
Right. So the neighborhood meaning your street, major street?
No, sometimes they come from Robert and other places. And each one, it's just like potluck.
Yeah.
They have to bring something.
So that's just before Christmas?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this year was on the 10th.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes it goes to on my birthday on the 5th. Uh-huh. But this year was on the 10th. And Jane, she says, Mercedes, I have a request. I said, what request? I want you to sing at Christmas party. I said, what? Are you kidding? Jean, I used to know so many songs in English, but I know the music, but I forgot the lyrics. She says, oh, doesn't matter, you can sing Portuguese. When we went to cross the street, and Jean says, Mercedes, when you're going to start to sing? I said, okay, give me time. Look, my voice, it's not the same. I'm an older lady, and I'm going to try. Please, I told you this. So many people there, men and women. And I said, please, you guys, have to give me a break. My voice, it's not the same like you used to. But don't boo after I'm finished.
So you're 75 now?
75.
And you did sing at the party?
Yes. And I sang.
And did they boo?
No.
Oh, thank God.
And then I said, and then I sang, then it started a standing ovation. Even the young man, I don't know his name, he kept to kiss my hand. I said, my goodness.
Oh, lovely.
You're the star of the party. And just, I said, it's not very good. It was just a little slight. Because I know, when I heard kids singing today, I said, my God.
Okay. So you obviously have a beautiful voice. But you're talking about right now, when you talk about this party that you, on major that you make
yes,
every Christmas
year.
Time, and people from some other streets come.
Yes, yes.
When you first started talking about coming here, I mean living here originally, you talked about the kids playing on the street, people
even
speaking
up, everything. Yeah.
And this is decades later.
Yes.
And so you're not doing it in the same way, but you have this Christmas party.
Yeah, we have for 11 years.
That's lovely. So yeah. So it's not the same and it's not as much, but
no.
There's still a sense of this is our street.
Yeah. So many people don't go.
Yeah.
Because Jean is their coordinator and the person on the house. Sometimes they say, Mercedes is going to be on the house. Oh, no. I make the food, but on the other side.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because it's a lot of, it's a big thing to do it.
Yeah.
And, but it's beautiful. But lot, because Jean put the flyers and the invitations on the mailbox for everyone.
Right.
But not everyone. Sometimes they have other things.
Yeah. And some people are more interested and some are less interested.
But most of our neighbors, they go.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have this year 30-some people.
So that's a nice feeling.
Yes.
That you care about each other.
Yeah, they share with each other. They share food. And every time I said, what am I going to do? Jean, you're caught. Jane, do I have to make cod all the time? And the other Mercedes, I want your lasagna.
Okay, fine. So you're not only a good singer, but you cook well. I guess so.
I try to. All those years, yes.
Can we come back to the stores?
So
you're saying, you talked about the stores on Bloor Street.
Bloor, yeah.
What else besides stores? I mean, I've heard that there were theaters, movie theaters.
Yes, it was one. As a matter of fact, it's still last year. Not the theater anymore, but they're doing a lot of things there for comedies and from the schools or universities, whatever. They go there, but now I think they're fixing everything inside because they don't.
About where the Bloor Cinema?
Yes,
That's they're doing. But it's opening as a movie theater again. They're going to have documentaries.
Oh, that's what they're doing before. But years ago it was theater to show movies and there was another one after Batters close to Christie.
Okay.
There was another one there.
Yeah. So what else was there on your part of Bloor between, our part of Bloor between Bathurst?
Then there was a laundry, it's still here, the laundromat.
Right.
And the bakery, when today is the one restaurant next door to the laundromat, there was a bakery, a Polish bakery, or a Greek bakery, something like that. It was beautiful things they made there. We used to go there every week, and then it was the beer house on Brunswick and Bloor. It's still there.
Oh, the Brunswick. Yeah. Right.
So there were so many things: the barbers and hairdressers and the people who live here. Lots of stores.
So
we have everything around us.
Right.
And then Central Tech, St. Peter's, and Batters. Lunetta College on Brunswick. Yeah. My daughter Rita was there.
So those were the schools you're talking about now.
She have a beautiful voice also. My youngest daughter. She do so many things on schools. And when she was in Portugal, she goes to those clubs. And she's singing there. And her friend, the teachers and everybody... They said, Rita, you're in the wrong business. You should be a singer, not a teacher. She said, please, if she wants to be a singer, I will give her 100%.
Yeah. But your family didn't feel that way for you to be a singer.
No, not for me, no.
Yeah.
And I wish I was. Probably I would marry her, almost.
He's sitting there smiling.
So that... After three kids, And my parents live upstairs with my sister.
Okay, I'm glad you're coming back to that. Because when you at which point did you have the most people in your house?
Only.
It was
five of us.
The five.
My
of you.
Three kids, my mother, my parents, and my sister and her husband.
They lived here.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We don't have the five when they leave here.
Excuse
your sister?
Yeah. Well, my sister, we came from Dovercourt.
Yeah.
And they live upstairs.
Yeah.
They don't have the kitchen. After, we have the kitchen. After, my mom, we cook everything here.
Yeah.
Everything was together.
Right.
But my sister in one room, my father, my parents in the other room. And then there was the kitchen, but they don't have fridge or
you
stove.
You had another kitchen upstairs.
Yes. I don't have it now. Yeah. After my parents live with right. my sister, okay. because she have only two daughters, and I have five kids. And
five kids?
Yes, I have five kids. And my sister have only two. So that moment, Bill says, we have five kids.
Wow.
The house is starting to getting
okay, so
small.
So you and Bill, you're seven people, your family is seven people.
That's right.
The two of you and five children.
Yeah.
Okay. And your parents were living here,
upstairs.
And your sister.
And your sister. Then after a year and a half, my sister moved. She already have Louisa, the oldest one. She's a year younger than
okay,
Lucy.
So let me stop you. So it was you and all your children and your parents and your sister and one child.
At that moment, I have Rita.
Oh.
No, I have Lucy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have Lucy, the three kids.
Right.
After my sister moved
right.
to next door, she bought the house next door.
Uh-huh.
Because the Hungarian couple sold the house and she bought it. She moved with Louisa, her firstborn.
Uh-huh.
And my parents stays with us. One of the rooms, it was my Lucy and Anna.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and my father, the front room
uh-huh.
and the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
So... And the olden days, it was $60 a rent.
Yeah.
The golden days.
Yeah, yeah.
And after Rita was born, my parents still with me. And then 3 years, because Rita is older than Anthony, 3.5 years. After 3.5 years, Anthony was born. Then the kids starting to grow.
Yeah.
So and that was a summer kitchen.
Yeah.
Very cold,
yeah.
The olden days, then the kids went upstairs, and from the kitchen, my daughter, the third one, Lucy, says, "Mom, I want that. It's going to be my room, but I don't want those cupboards."
She didn't want the kitchen cupboards in her bedroom.
She okay. says, "I want my room, but I don't want that." I said, "Okay, we're going to fix it." So it's 3-bedroom upstairs.
Okay. So at that point, did your parents move in with your sister?
With my sister, yes.
Okay, so but you were a lot of people living under this roof.
Yeah,
for a
even
while.
Though even mm-hmm. though after my brother-in-law come, my parents still with me. My brother-in-law come, is his brother, half brother, like they said.
Hmm?
They stay, yeah, Louis stay with us for 3 months.
Oh my God!
My mom give their room to my brother-in-law to sleep on her bed, and she sleep with my daughters.
Oh my
God. As a matter of fact, my parents, they were the godparents of my children. And John sleep on the front, the living room, on the sofa. Do you remember those sofas? Right?
Yeah.
And John sleep there.
Wow.
And then it was my other brother, his brother, my brother-in-law, my cousin, came here for 3 months.
Oh, the one from Quebec.
Yeah, Frank. Then still he's here. Then he went to tobacco, to work on tobacco.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Delroy.
Yeah.
They went there. Then he come back. Then he stayed just for a month or so.
So you absorbed people. And
yes.
Even if you had a child sleeping on the sofa
yes.
or your parents
yes.
slept with your children.
Yes.
If people wanted to be here... You always
yes,
you said yes.
Every time we were welcome.
How many bathrooms?
Only two. One upstairs, one downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then my brother-in-law went to Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle, his wife was my aunt, my brother, my father's sister. Mm-hmm. He came to visit, stay here for 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
They all stay here.
They all stay here. They never go to my sister's. Oh, she pushed everything.
She didn't want them.
No, she didn't
want
them.
So she's very different from you.
Yes, very. Yeah. And she ever rented on the top. Mm-hmm. And he stayed for 6 months. And that moment, my father, God bless his soul, I love him, but he didn't say, okay, this is one more person, I'm going to give you $10 more mm-hmm. to help for the bills. Okay. No, it's $60, okay, but I never said anything, because like they all say, if you don't cry, you don't suck.
I don't understand.
If you don't cry,
yeah,
you don't have anything. You don't suck. She, my sister, yeah, have that thing. She cries all the time. She have everything from my parents. Uh-huh. But like they all say in back home, if you don't cry, you don't suck. So after my uncle went back, my father, but those years you can't tell some family to come here. A sister or a nephew, whatever. My cousin, my father's nephew, with his wife and a young baby, 2.5 years. They come here. They stay here 3 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, they stayed in your house?
Then they move to Brunswick, rented. Okay, they left. And then my cousin, my mother's niece, came with 3 daughters from Kitimat, 3 daughters, and her husband. Everybody came here. She sleeps in the front room with her husband, the girls upstairs, and my sons, Anthony and John, because Bill fixed that room, and John and Anthony slept there.
Mm-hmm. So how many people were you?
12, 14
people.
And they come here. They come here.
No, everything is okay.
Nobody pays me anything. I never asked.
Only my husband works that time.
Wow.
Because my parents, especially my mom, God bless her soul, Mom, I love you. But,
but okay.
I hope God didn't ask you for your sins. So, forgive you. But she never said, okay, only your husband's working.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to work? I take care of the kids. She never said that. But my sister, oh no. She have to go to work. She have to do.
So did your mother take care of her children?
I was take care of her children.
He did it.
So
the kids come here.
Yeah.
My mom take them.
Yeah.
To the school, St. Peter's School. My children and my sister, Louise and Bernie, because Bernie is younger than Anthony, 7 months. And sometimes we have family here and visit, and my mom sits there and she says, oh, I take care of my children. I said, excuse me, Mom, you help to take care of my children.
Yeah.
I take care of my children. Don't say.
So you took care of your children, and you took care of your sister's children, and everybody who came from Canada.
They all came and stayed with you. This is open house.
I can see that.
This is the charity house.
You fed a lot of people at this table that we're sitting
at. This table and upstairs.
Yeah.
So, Bill, what kind of work were you doing?
The work.
I was working for Consumers Gas. That's a gas company.
Yeah.
That time was the name of Consumers Gas. Yeah, I worked.
It was deal.
But you did that room. Who did that room?
You did.
So you're very handy.
Because it was that room. It was already there.
Small.
But it was freezing.
So, yeah, it was freezing. No, that moment, before the kids went there, he put the Gibraltar and we fixed everything.
But most people don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but he did.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Don't know anything.
No, it doesn't.
But more than this, he can do it.
I can
do so many things.
I can do nothing anymore because it's gone.
I had a stroke years ago.
Yeah.
So you don't have much use of that.
Yes, seizures. High blood pressure. So he takes his medication every day. The one for the seizures, you have to take 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
So, but
does that control the seizures?
Yeah, good.
It's not that much because if he forgot, I forgot to give him. The medication.
Yeah.
You have a seizure.
So it's important.
But after you have the pacemaker.
Oh, we have a pacemaker. Oh my goodness.
Then that stop. Stop the seizures.
Oh really?
It controls more
the pacemaker.
The pacemaker controls more, but you have to take the medication. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago he went to general hospital. And my daughter went with him to see the specialist about the pacemaker. And because once the valve, the doctor says, probably if it's everything okay, we shut it out. Mm-hmm. If not, we have to do something about it. You have to have the operation again.
And get a new pacemaker.
But this pacemaker, it's different from the others.
It's the best one.
Good.
That he has, yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the stores on Bloor Street. Did you use stores on College?
Yes, we went to College.
What kind of stores?
Oh, children's stores at Kensington Market.
Okay, tell me about that.
The Kensington Market, it's beautiful. The years ago, it's so many Portuguese there. Uh-huh. The fish markets, the meats and bakeries, everything. And I love it. And Amistad's my kind of store.
Okay.
I love Amistad's.
So you use the market and Amistad's a lot.
Yes, and Amistad's everything. But the Dundas, we go to Dundas too because they have so many Portuguese stores there. Mm-hmm. The No Style, the butcher store, they call No Style.
Yeah.
Dundas and Bloor, they have one on Dundas, they have one on Bloor. But most of the time we go to Dundas, they have everything, all the meats and everything. And the sausage, Portuguese sausage, especially on Kensington Market in Augusta, they have a Portuguese store. As a matter of fact, the young guy passed away last year, who was the stores. But the Portuguese stores, they're starting to close. But years ago, it was all Jewish.
In the market, you mean?
Yeah, the Kensington Market, it's all Jewish.
Right. And what about, but you're saying there were also some Portuguese?
The Portuguese starting to come.
Uh-huh.
And they're starting to build the stores, the meat stores and sausage and other things, varieties of the beans and peanuts and things like that. And lots of clothing. And the Portuguese bakeries, as a matter of fact, it was 3 bakeries on Augusta. It was one just a few pieces from College. It was one bakery. Then it was the other one on...
by the little park.
No, there's the one on the... across the street from Sesmart on the Augusta.
Uh-huh.
And there was another one, Oxford. There was another bakery.
So what you're saying
Portuguese.
Is...
And then they started to move people dying and move to another places.
So you remember when it was largely Jewish?
Yes.
And then when more and more Portuguese
came and they started the restaurant. Now it's more Chinese and Koreans.
In Kensington Market?
Kensington Market.
Yeah.
It's so not that much.
But you've watched a lot of changes over the last 15 years.
Yes, lots of change.
Yeah.
Lots of changes in these areas.
And I just want to come to Harbord Street.
There were stores, so many stores. So many Portuguese live on Harbord Street.
Mm-hmm.
So many Portuguese live there. And there was a bakery there. They used to make beautiful bread.
A Portuguese bakery?
No. It was...
Jewish.
Harbord Bakery? Harbord. That's still there, of course.
Yeah. But it's different.
It was different then.
Yeah, it was different there.
So, can you describe that?
It was big. No, I didn't went. I think I went there only once.
Yeah.
And the more the houses, it's more family houses. Not like now. Now they have too many restaurants on the corners and this and that. But on Robert Street, it's a lot of Portuguese used to live there, and Italians and everything. Now everything's changed. There's still some Portuguese on Robert Street. As a matter of fact, I have a friend there who lives there, down from Albert. Mm-hmm. But it was so, everything's so different.
Yeah, it has changed.
We used to go to, what that street's name, between Spadina. There's a side street, and we go there. There was an immigration building there who used to give lots of clothes for the poor, mm-hmm. and shoes and everything. I went there once when I moved there with my his niece and so many people, Portuguese people, went there. We bring so many, so beautiful clothing. I said, why could this country be so good mm-hmm. to give away so many things? That's so beautiful. But then everything's changed.
Yeah. So it was Jewish, it was Portuguese, there were
Polish, everything.
Okay, so all those other Portuguese people have moved away. What kept you here?
Because I'm close to everything. Because when Bell, the children were small, Bell works on the Scarborough. That side, east side. And every time he says, I'm going to sell this house.
You worked in Scarborough?
Yeah.
Wow. I used to work around Toronto.
Yeah.
Because I could work Montpellier for a week or two, then I had to move to the west.
I see. Okay.
So, and he said,
but most of the time I worked to the east and north.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, it was further up with my parents. To put their noses, they don't belong.
Oh, so you didn't like having them live with you?
No, he didn't mind. He didn't mind my parents live with me. The problem was, it's my parents, they have the decency to, they want to control everything.
They want to be your bosses.
And this is your home and your family.
Yeah. They want to control everything. Mm-hmm. And my husband started to drink.
Yeah, it was getting crazy.
It was a big conflict in that time. It was
so you felt your in-laws were giving their opinion too much, and they wanted to be the bosses.
Yeah, no, it was because but they did do it with my sister and my brother-in-law. God bless his soul too.
Yeah,
and he passed away 4 years ago almost. So it was everything different. What Anna did or does or she have to do. Everything is fine. She was poor. And my husband, because he works on a construction company, we were rich in my parents' eyes.
Yeah.
Especially my mom's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when my sister moved to her house, she's my mom starting to come and bring her clothes to us here.
Oh my gosh.
And iron and cook and everything. And I sat one day. And Bear said, your sister moved 3 months ago. How come the bills, it's the same? And we pay mortgage.
So your electricity, your water.
Like her, she paid the mortgage too.
Yeah.
Because the olden days, when we bought the house, it was only down, $1,000 down.
Wow. Yeah.
So, but it was hard because he was the only one who was working.
Yeah. And you had your own big family.
And I have
and your
three
parents.
Children. And my parents, they take care of themselves because my father works.
Yeah.
So my father passed away 11 years ago, but he passed away 92.
Okay.
And my mom, 5-6 years, 95, when
they
she passed away.
Long life, your parents.
So, and I didn't think about anything. I said, well, I don't know. We do the same thing. We don't cook every day because the olden days we make a dinner for today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, today, even with the kids, sometimes I don't like this. Okay, fine, you have to do sausage, whatever. So, one night I was in bed, I said, my God, he's right. Mm-hmm. Probably it's the clothing my mom brings, and she has to cook upstairs. And she ironed her clothes. And then my sister, when she comes from work, and my brother-in-law, they come here with the kid and eat.
Wow.
And so I give lunch and everything.
Yeah.
And one day my mom says, oh, I'm going to, when finished washing our clothes, because olden days we don't have dryers. We have to hang everything in the basement. And my mom says, I'm going to get Dennis clothes. I said, no. Then my mom says, why? I said, no, mom, I'm sorry. I don't mind you helping her.
Yeah.
But only my husband's working.
Yeah.
And when the bill comes, he has to pay.
Yeah.
I don't mind if you're helping her. In her house, you can wash, you do everything you want. I'm not saying anything.
Right.
Well, but yeah. In her house. Oh, I paid the rent. Mom, you paid the rent just for you and Dad. Yeah. She have a renter too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, my mom takes a week. She stopped talking with me.
Oh my God. So she was angry at you.
Yeah.
And you set some boundaries.
Yes. And I said, Mom, the end of the week, I said, Mom, do you think you're right? Do you think that's right? My husband's work so much.
And you have your own five children.
And I have five kids.
Yep.
No, that time it was three. It was five people.
Yeah.
I'm not working. Anna's working. Her husband's working. She gave a rent. She paid. Yeah. She had the $60, the same thing. You pay me?
And for months, I feed all of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I'm
no,
not.
It was so. It was.
Because when they come here, that time was not much worse. It was just worse than it is today.
It was
years ago. I don't know if you ever. Yeah.
So it was.
And everything went down. Okay.
Even back home,
and,
my mom was, because she's the baby.
I had to feed her.
Because she's not my twin.
She's always the baby.
She's not my twin.
Yeah.
My twin passed away 9.5 months, when she was 9.5 months.
Oh.
So she's the second one.
Uh huh. So she's the baby.
So probably that's why we never got along that much. Especially her. She's the best. I said, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's not fair. Okay, we're going to come back. So you talked about the stores on Harbor
and everything. It's everything so different. Even the florist stores, they don't have their florist stores in the olden days.
So you had some lovely florist stores, you're saying, at that time.
The olden days,
uh-huh.
We have all the garden in the front of the houses. They have beautiful flowers. My father, my sisters and I, the middle, the enter of the house, everything was rose bush.
Whoa.
Beautiful rose bush.
Red roses? Or?
Red, every kind. Because my father, everybody thinks, the olden days, my father was the owner of the houses because he took care of everything.
So he did your garden and
everything, even the backyard. Sometimes he went to Jean's backyard.
Yeah.
And Jean have her father.
Yeah.
Because she have a grape vine. And my father says, you don't know anything. Where you come from? Jean's father said. And he says, you don't know anything. You people don't know anything. And starts to argue. And Jean says, please, Mr. Custodio, please stop.
Tell me about the backyards. What did you have there?
And my backyard?
Yeah.
My backyard, it was, when we moved, it was only dirt.
Okay.
Then we have to put concrete.
Uh-huh.
But every time, in summer, I have my veggies.
So what vegetables did you grow? Tell me.
I put a pot with the cherry tomatoes, parsley, my herbs, what else? Green beans, green onions, and corn to make soup.
Okay.
I have everything. Once Ellen came, she says, Mrs., I have to see your garden.
So what you did is you put concrete in, and then you had big baskets. So they were big, and you.
No, you can't see from the window because the door was, it's locked because it was my neighbor, I used to have another door.
We have to put in your door.
We have to put another one. Yeah. And my neighbor, because I have that door in the garage, and my neighbor, Chinese, he says, I'm going to put, because I want to put this door in the garage. And he says, oh, this door is going to come here. And I put one with here in the garage. I said, okay, fine. But he cut too much.
Oh, that's a big opening.
It's a big little cap. Like that. I said, okay, but we have to put another new door.
Anyway,
there.
But you had a lot, you grew a lot in the
yes,
back. To
yes,
tell
you. Even yeah. my sister, all the neighbors, even my next door neighbor used to be my oldest son, parents in law.
Yeah.
We used to live here.
Boy, you had family on both sides.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's not good.
Yeah, right.
It's too much. Too much conspiracy. So they put everything in one piece of the backyard. They have lots of dirt and they put lots of veggies there.
Yeah.
All the houses, they have that.
So a lot of them had vegetables.
Yes.
A lot of vegetables. And now is it the same or has it changed?
No.
What's happening now?
Now it's two young kids who live next door.
Yeah.
And now they put...
Barbecues.
No, they have barbecue, yeah. They don't have barbecue, I didn't see it. But they put interlock.
Oh, the interlock.
No,
bricks.
They fix the backyard. It's beautiful. On my expense. Because the fence is supposed to be for the two of us, but I barely is the one who paid for everything. that's my lot with everyone. So now they don't have anything. But next door, the kids... The Robert, the Chinese, the people who bought my sister's house, Chinese. They're very good kids. They don't bother me anyway, and even the next door.
So all your years of, as you said, a lot of the people who are here have moved away. How did people get along at that time? Because there were so many people from so many different countries.
They got along beautifully.
Okay. Yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah.
The streets.
And now, is it the same or has that changed?
No, I have some. Jane, yeah. Mona, God bless her soul.
Who?
Mona Kalikas.
I don't know. I didn't know Mona.
Oh, she used to live there. Her husband was an actor, John Kalikas. He did movies, oh my God, Star Wars, something like that.
You know, there's somebody who used to come to the JCC, it might be him. Anyway.
Yeah, and Jane, we... Very close. We talked every time.
Yeah.
Jean and Grace. And Annette. Annette lives up from Jean. Tiffany. She bought the house from Mona.
So you certainly know the people who are on your side of the street and some on the other side.
And on the other side. I talk with everybody. Hi, how are you?
Yeah. So are you saying it's a little bit the same or it's quite different?
It's not the same like you used to, because the olden days we all sitting on the veranda.
Okay.
Talk
and
to
everybody
each other.
With each other.
Yes.
They come, my neighbors, Portuguese neighbors, come to my veranda and we start talking and they play cards and in the veranda. That was that atmosphere. It's big different now.
Yeah.
But now we see the kids. It's so many students and sometimes they say hi, sometimes they. Yeah. I said okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's down here, a little bit further, it's John. He's an actor also. And his wife, Melanie. There's Carol. There's so many people still live here.
Yeah.
When I have my five kids, they start moving, like Jean, move. And Annette and Barnett.
Yeah.
And so many people, they start to move the Italians and the Greeks, they start to move. The parents passed away and they have to move the mother.
But you stayed here, so you're different.
I stayed here because Bell wants to move east. I said, look, I don't like Mississauga. I hate Mississauga. My son and daughter lives there and my sister. My sister moved to Mississauga too because I said, what is this? If you don't live in Mississauga, you're not rich. She moved to a condominium.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke, something, Duke, the Mississauga condominium. But it was like the Tower of Babylon. She lives on 9th floor. And I said, my God.
Okay. But Bill, you want to move and you want to stay.
No, I said, look, we have a nice location. We're close to St. Peter's Church, the gates, Central Tech, and St. Peter's, Loretta College. Everything is around us. We have Dominion. Mm-hmm. We have Anastad. It's so close. We go almost, most of the times, my mom goes almost every day to buy a fresh fish to King Center Market. Why do you want to go? Okay. And I said, you want to move? Okay, fine. Go. But I'm staying. Oh. But you have to pay the mortgage.
Boy, she's tough. Strong.
Okay. He says, okay, that's why I move, because of my children. Because if you move to another place, we don't know where the schools.
So you found this location.
It's, yes.
It was convenient. The stores, the schools.
It's a diamond for me. It was a diamond.
What a lovely
thing. I love my house. Okay. When I go to my children's house, sometimes I go to Rita's house to Trenton for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When I come to Toronto, I come home by bus.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, Toronto. I love my Toronto. And the chauffeur says, I love my Toronto too. But when I come to my house, I said, it's an old house, but I love my house.
Yeah, so you love your house and you love Major Street.
I love Major Street. I love my neighbors.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
Okay, so you said, Bill, you wanted to move a lot of years ago. But now we're in 2012 and you're still here. So what's keeping you here now?
Now?
Yeah.
I'm close to everything.
Still.
I want to go to Metro. Yeah. It's right there because Belle can't go far. I don't drive. Yeah. He doesn't drive, not even a bike.
Yeah.
Years ago, after he had the seizures, he cannot drive anymore.
So you're saying 30 years ago you didn't want to move, your children were in school, everything worked well.
No.
And now it's the same thing.
It's the same
thing. You don't want to move, home, a great location.
No. It's the same thing. And as a matter of fact, Carol lives up from Ann. She's an old lady. She's older than I, and she says, Mercedes, I can't stay alone. She has two daughters, but I love my house. And I told her, I said, Carol, why did you have to go to retirement home? She says, I love my neighbors. I love my street. I said, yeah. Why don't you ask a Philippine girl to stay with you? It's less money. Mm-hmm. It's convenient.
So is that what she did?
No. But she fell and she hurt herself.
Yeah, yeah.
Her daughters took her to the hospital and she went to a retirement home here on St. George.
Christy.
No, she went to St. George or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she didn't like there.
Uh-huh.
So they moved her to Christy and Bloor.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice place. It's a good place,
this
I think. Yeah, yeah. And it's still in the, not very far away.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Everything, it's a nice place, but nothing like home.
Yeah, yeah.
I told my children, I said, Mom, over my dead body. when I die, you guys wrap me on a sheet, put me in a ship, let it go. But move, as long as I take care of myself, and my husband, thank God, because when I go to hospitals, the doctors most of the time said, Mrs. Mel, do you have help?
Do you what?
Do you have help?
Oh, do you have help?
I said, what kind of help? Because then he said, around the house, do your chores. I said, look, my dear, I'm 56. No, that time I was 73. And I said, you know what, sweetie? If I have a cleaning lady in my house, probably she stay there 5 minutes. Not even, I don't trust my husband or my children to do my chores. I even go to the top of my roof on the veranda to clean my windows.
So you like to do it yourself, you know, you do the best job.
Because I know, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. But you also said that for some years you went and you cleaned at night and other places.
I take care of my children at the daytime.
Right.
I cook, I wash, I iron. Sometimes I have more clothing when my children was grown up, because my oldest son went to the armories. He was a soldier.
Right.
On the armory on the...
Oh, down there, I forgot about it. Fort York.
Fort York.
Got it. Yeah.
By the exhibition.
And he was a master corporal. And then my youngest son went. He wanted to stay there for 1 year because he thought it was fine. He wanted to be architect, engineer for the airplanes. He wants to go to Kingston. And I said, okay, fine, because I love uniforms. I love men on uniform. I don't know why. And I was so proud of them. John, as a matter of fact, he was stayed for 10, 11 years there. After he got married, the parents-in-law, like them, they put the nose. Oh, it's not life for a new couple, because you have to go to Peruawa and Trenton for a week.
They said he was away too much from their daughter. Yeah.
And I was starting to be fed up with him. And I said, John, I know you love this job, because he's very good. Sometimes when he was home and he started talking with the kids from the armories, and I said, who are you talking to? He was so tough. I said, well, excuse me, Captain. My goodness. And he said, Mom, I have to do that. After Anthony see that it was too much discipline.
Mm.
And he said, Mom, I'm going to quit. I said, why? It's not for me. I said, yeah, I know why. Then he went to university on Waterloo to be an actor. He was ready to go to New York.
Yeah. We're going to have to come back to this. Do you have air conditioning in your home?
Yes.
You do. And when did you put that in?
More than 5 years ago. Oh, my. The olden days, sometimes it was, we can sleep on a veranda, but not those days. Sometimes my son, sleeps in veranda.
Because it was hot in the house.
It was hot in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
The golden days. Yeah. We're not afraid of anything. But it's more than 10 years.
Yeah, so you've had it for
more than 10 years.
You must have had changes in your heating system. When you first came,
God, it was like the octopus.
What do you mean?
The furnace.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of the... It was in the middle of the basement with those big pipes.
So it was huge.
Yes. That looks like the octopus.
Yeah, yeah. And what was it? How were you heating the house at that time?
Oh, it was okay.
Yeah.
But then it was oil.
Yeah.
We have a tank with the oil.
Right.
Yeah, it was sticking a little bit in the basement.
Then we changed to gas. Mm-hmm. And then we changed to the furnace. And we put the furnace in the back.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
So many changes in that way.
Yeah. So many years ago, this kitchen, it was terrible. I have beans with that toil. They're starting to grow on the covers when we move. I said, oh my God. And I use, I think, 3 cans of HX on the floor because it was so dirty. Because the veranda was a small veranda.
Right.
And it was a wall between my sister and I. Then my sister, when we made the veranda, we took the wall. And
so you had one veranda that you shared with your sister?
Yeah, after.
Yeah.
Then we have to put the new railing because of their... Because he has to have something
to lean on. Yeah. Right.
So... it's a lot of things. Even the backyard, we opened the door from the basement to the backyard because it was so much to come down and rain the clothes up also. Yeah. It's a big mess. We do so many things on upstairs. And if you have a house, we have so many things to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Especially after you've been here for 50 years.
Now we have to fix the bedroom upstairs because when Anthony's coming with the babies for a month. They're going to stay here for two weeks. Then they go to Milton because my daughter's parents live in Milton. They're going to stay there for 2 years, 2 months.
Excuse me. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, my God. And then they have to go back because he lives in England.
Yeah. You talked a lot about the market. What about the university? Does that affect you in any way?
No.
It doesn't.
The olden days, you know why? The olden days was,
what?
The kids, it was so, there were so many kids, but not like now. Mm-hmm. The only problem, because between me and my next door neighbor, it was just a little bit. It's not close, the houses. It's a gap.
The house with the other one.
Right.
It's a gap.
It's not big enough to walk through.
No. So I wish.
So you're not attached.
I wish.
You're not attached, but it's only that one.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Yeah.
That's why I close on the front and they close on the back.
We close both sides because the raccoons and the skunks and the kids from university on a Friday, they go there and pee. So I said, we're going to close that. That's, forget it.
Oh,
that's so when you fix, you put the siding on the back, we close that too. Because the raccoons go to there. I have the raccoons 2 years ago on my garage. A year ago in my garage.
Yeah, they can do a lot of damage.
Oh, my God. The smell. I have to go to the hospital because of the ammonia. Because my daughter called to the company and they said, yes, I can take her out, but it cost $500 each.
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
Yeah.
$500 each? Forget it.
So what did you do?
She called another company. And he said, oh, to go it's $1,500 or more. And he said, you know what? But we're not going to take them. And Lucy says, why? Oh, we just put ammonia.
Yeah.
And Lucy called me back. Mom, you know what? They want so much money. And they don't take the raccoons. Because there was a family with three.
Yeah, it was a father and three little ones.
So I said, okay. Then she says, Mom, Paul's going to put, that's my son-in-law, Paul's going to put the ammonia. With ammonia and the waste of the raccoons. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
So because that was right in your garage?
Because I have two roofs. Mm-hmm. They stay between the two.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's a mess. It was a mess.
Oh, yeah.
I see them every night.
And unhealthy, too.
It's terrible. I said, I feel sorry for the babies, but they have to get out right here.
For sure.
And my next door neighbor, Andy, she fixing the things in the garage and she says, Mercedes, I'm going to do this for you. And he put there the ammonia, but with the ammonia and that smell of the pee and everything, because they say it's poisons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to go to the hospital in emergency because I can breathe. My lungs, it's starting to close on me. So then we put... And they disappeared as soon as they have the ammonia.
They didn't like the ammonia.
No.
So you didn't spend $1,500.
No. But it was so funny.
Yeah.
They tried to come back.
The mother, they get out of there, but they want to come back. But before they left, the smallest one, the mother was on top of the garage, the next door. And the two big ones, they went to the garage on top of the roof. But the smallest one, a cap, and they started with their hands like this, and it goes up. And I said, so sweet. Then I said, well, go to the window and see what he's doing. And he cannot understand the poor thing to go and stay there so the mother can take him.
Yeah.
They fall on the next door, the backyard. And then the mother was so upset. Oh my God, she was so upset. And then they climbed up. I said, there we go. Then they went to Annette's house because she's building another part of her house on the back.
So they found a spot there.
And Annette says, Mercedes, I'm so mad. I said, what's wrong? The raccoons in my house. I said, yeah, they was in my garage. Mercedes, what did you do? I said, I send them to your hotel because I don't want them anymore. They were so funny.
Do you feel in this neighborhood now and the last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, does it feel safe? Is it secure? Or has it changed?
Well,
it used to be.
Now, the kids from Central Tech.
Yeah.
For a few years, not now, but a few years, they come to Laneway. To the Laneway to smoke pot.
Uh-huh.
And they do damage sometimes to the garage doors.
Yeah.
But I never said anything. They go to the top because years ago, the church, they don't have the gate. It was the Laneway, and we can go straight up and go to Bloor. But then the church bought probably that piece of land, and they built the gate.
They closed.
They closed everything.
So this is a dead end.
That's a dead end, because it was not probably the garbage truck and go, and it was much easier.
Yeah.
Because I hate the cans on the veranda. I hate that.
You hate the what?
The green bin and those.
Oh, the big bins. All the bins. Yeah, right.
That's so disgusting. That's so disgusting. I tell them so many times.
What do you not like about them?
It's disgusting. I want to sit in my veranda, not to smell the stupid garbage.
Yeah. And the way the smell of it, and also the look, or just the smell of it?
The look and the smell.
Yeah. Because so many people have them in front.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have it. Years ago when they started, in the summer I put them in the garage.
Yeah.
But now, because Belle have that problem, and it's too heavy.
Oh, yeah.
To come here. When my sister lives here, we took the bins to the pathway.
Yeah.
Because
it's
I can't
do it.
Yeah. But I have a right. But the years ago, my sister we have a gate. Even my next door, there was a railing.
Right.
And we have a gate. I have a gate because my grandchildren, my son married next door girl. And my grandchildren comes back and forth, and we put a gate there, and so was my sister. We put a gate on her side, a gate, so that we take the bins and go to her backyard or there.
So you're saying that it
was convenient.
That was convenient, and also to walk outside on the street and see all these bins.
Yes,
it's ugly.
Upsets me sometimes. Yeah. It's not only that, because of the rain comes now.
Mm.
We have to be careful with the garbage. Yeah. And sometimes pissed me when the people don't wash their green bins. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, sure. It's decompensating. Sometimes, it's rotting and
it's
stinking.
It's not only that.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you put your garbage in the bag and put inside of the green bin?
Yeah.
It's much easier, much cleaner.
Yeah.
It's not that dirty, because sometimes when I pass some houses, to close my mouth and put my... It's so disgusting. I said, I should be the mayor of Toronto. Sometimes everybody says, why don't you? Oh, I tell everybody to clean.
Well, you're right.
No, because if everybody cleans their houses, sometimes they say, Mercedes, I can clean in your sidewalk. I said, you don't have to eat in my sidewalk. Please come inside and eat on my table.
Yeah.
You never stop cleaning. And even my neighbors, when I sweep the street and the sidewalk, Mercedes, can you come here? I said, tell Miller if he pays me, I will do it. But now it's fault, unfortunately.
Were you around when they were trying to put the Spadina Expressway in?
Yes.
And did you have any thoughts about that? Did you care?
Not really. Uh-huh. No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well... No, the meeting. I went good.
Yeah, Bill went
on the corner.
Some years, yeah.
Was for a company builder. He wants to buy from Spadina to Bathurst, from Lure to Harbour. Everything.
And to buy the houses.
Yeah,
to buy everything. The houses. Yeah.
But no buildings that time. And to school, you know, they send a letter, then, like the school, the
universities,
the city hall. They send the date, they have a meeting there. And so the board, the school, they was against it.
The board, yeah.
They was the number one against them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Central Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? And St. Peter's, yeah. Another one saw the blues
yeah.
on the bed.
Yeah.
So they wanted to build townhouses.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they want to build a lot of things.
Really changes.
Yeah. It's so many changes, my goodness.
And fine. Okay. Then we went there. Eh? Okay.
I was working that
They showed what they was going to do. It. A little park down here by Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice what they was going to do with it. Anyway. But what they pay me, or you have a house, whatever. There was not enough money to buy another house.
It was peanuts.
They want, like, everything for nothing.
So you want to buy it cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just
Everyone was against. Everyone was against.
I just stand up.
So is... Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just stand up. I said, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, he left. And I was working that time.
And the guy sat beside me. He said, where are you going? I said, it makes no sense to you. What's that? It's just stupid.
So was that the Spadina Expressway or was that something else?
No,
they wanted to
so that was something else where somebody wanted to do
Okay.
Then...
it's those days it's condominiums, townhouses... And everything.
Okay, so somebody would have bought cheap and then put up fancier places, charged more, and you would have been out of the neighborhood, which you love so much.
Then one guy was on that side or on the front. He says, hey, stay here, just a minute. He gets up. He says, come on. Hey, everybody wants it. We're against, stand up. Oh, my God, everybody stands up.
But they wanted what?
Then one guy says, because one guy with the builders was there, with a couple from Syria, and he says, okay, you want my house? You got to pay so much. You're not going to get cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But he never said a word.
We started to walk out. I was nervous that time.
This was some big developer.
Yes, I was very nervous that time.
Yeah.
I said, where are you going to go with the kids? It's close to the city hall.
Scrapped.
Great.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay, you know what? We have to stop for now. I just want to ask a general question. Is there anything that we haven't talked about? Because the whole theme of this was, I'm meeting people who've been here for many years. I want to learn about the changes that have happened in our neighborhood. So are there any changes that I have not asked you about that you can think about?
No,
I don't think so, Leonard.
And this
because
area? No.
This area, it's... I think we talk about everything. The only thing is it's...
Changes since I've been here at the subway.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Went on the ground.
Yeah.
That's a change.
Yeah.
Spadina.
The Spadina
was supposed to come down. They never did it.
Uh-huh. Right. What do you mean it was supposed to come down?
The Spadina.
The expressway.
Yeah, the expressway.
Yeah, okay.
They never did come anyway.
Right, right. So the transportation, you said, the subway has come in.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
But it's... The only thing is I'm old. That's the problem.
You're 75 and you are a very, very, very young 75.
Oh, yes, sure.
You certainly
I
are.
Wish I'm 57.
I think
That's why when everybody says, what are you? I said, look, I'm 57. And they look at me and they said, this lady is stupid or what? I said, I was born 1936.
Do the math.
And they said, what?
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
You're more like 57 than 75.
Said, Mercedes, when they said, how old are you? I said, how old do you think I am? And they start to say, 55, 60.
Yeah.
I said, yes, My son is older than I then. Because my oldest son is going to be 55.
Yeah. And of course, 28
wow. this month. And Lucy, it's tomorrow. And my mom, God bless her soul, if she was alive, she would be 101 on 18 yeah. this month. Did you see the news today? A lady from Cuba,
yeah.
127 years old. I said, God bless her. And she looks so good. I said, I wish to be 100. Then he said, make an application so you can be 100.
Okay, I want to say thank you to Bill. Thank you to Mercedes.
Ellen, want your cup of tea?
Well, let me just say thank you. I'm going to turn this off, but you, both of you, told a lot of wonderful stories and described the changes very, very clearly. And I've enjoyed meeting you, and I say thank you very, very much, both of you.